The Golden Rule of Schmoozing, written by AJ, read by Penn Jillette, engineered by Kirk Miller, and produced by Elisa Weberman and Alfred Martino. This is a Listen and Live audio production.
Introduction from the author. Welcome to the wide, wide world of schmoozing. You've just picked up this book because you're either a schmoozer already or you're a wannabe. Either way, the world is better off because of you. You're the one who probably has an inkling that the world desperately needs schmoozers. You're the one who has enough sense to start the ball rolling toward a saner, less caustic society. And you're the one I want to talk with, because you're curious enough to have opened a book that could very well make a difference in your life and give us global peace. By the way, if you haven't figured it out by now, I was just schmoozing you. So what is schmoozing? According to Webster's Unabridged Dictionary, schmoozing is a Yiddish word that means to chat or to converse idly. In his book, The Joy of Yiddish, Leo Rostin defines schmooze as schmooze, 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 schmooze. Hebrew, schmooze, originally. Things heard, in time, rumors, idle talk, both verb and noun. Schmooze means a friendly, gossipy, prolonged, heart-to-heart talk or friendly, persuasive conversation. They had a little schmooze and settled everything. But today there is a common misconception about the meaning of schmooze. For many people, the word has come to suggest a con or trickery, particularly a dishonest technique for getting as much as you can out of someone without his or her permission or knowledge. It has become synonymous with pulling the wool over a person's eyes. A schmoozer is thought of as a shallow person who makes...